Hi, it's Evan Carmichael, and you're listening to Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 72 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search The Sade Champagne Show and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us with special guest Quincy C. Newell. Quincy is a film industry executive, a producer, and a 30-year veteran of the entertainment business. He currently serves as chief content officer at Rain, an on-demand streaming service targeted to fans of African-American culture. He loves to surf, is a recreational triathlete, commits his time to social causes, and is a husband and dad to 4 great kids. He has a passion for social advocacy, mentorship, and entertainment law, and can often be found with his nose in some sort of how-to book on the weekends. Newell holds an MBA from Pepperdine University's Graziado School of Business and Management, where he also serves as a board member, and a Juris Doctor degree from the University of West Los Angeles School of Law. We also have a brand new Supermodel and You segment with Nicolette Von Schell and a new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Esquivel Winters. This week's show is streaming only because I am performing live again at the Ventura County Fair twice today, and there's no way I'd be able to make it home in enough time in order to do call-in for this episode. I am always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, iamsadechampagne.com. I am sadechampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at sadechampagne, Facebook me at sadechampagne, Instagram I am sadechampagne, hashtag sadechampagneshow or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you.
You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Time for our special guest interview. We'll be discussing his new book, Insights, If Boys Never Learned, Men Won't Know, and more. Quincy C. Newell is a film industry executive, a producer, and 30-year veteran of the entertainment business. He currently serves as chief content officer at Rain, an on-demand streaming service targeted to fans of African-American culture. He loves to surf, is a recreational triathlete, commits his time to social causes, and is a husband and dad to four great kids. He has a passion for social advocacy, mentorship, and entertainment law, and can often be found with his nose in some sort of how-to book on the weekends. Newell holds an MBA from Pepperdine University's Graziado School of Business and Management, where he also serves as a board member, and a Juris Doctor degree from the University of West Los Angeles School of Law. He currently lives in Los Angeles with his wife and four children. Please welcome Quincy Newell. Hello, Quincy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Sade. Thank you very much for the great introduction.
Well, we are glad to have you as a special guest on Season 4, Episode 72 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So how did you first get into the entertainment industry, and when did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
Wow, it's been a long road. I actually come from a family, that was originally in the entertainment business. You know, my grandfather is a musician, or was a musician, had a few big hits back in his day. We're from New Orleans, and ultimately built a publishing company that I and the rest of the uncles and family worked for. So that kind of launched me in the direction of entertainment because it was just part of the family business. And then I found my way into music, and then ultimately it led to the rest of my career. Everything else is a blessing.
Wow. And so, Quincy, what is your favorite project that you've worked on so far?
Ooh, my favorite project. I would say my favorite project is the documentary that I wrote and produced alongside Robert Townsend called Why We Laugh, Black Comedians on Black Comedy. It was an official selection of the Sundance Film Festival in 2009. And it really was an interesting experience in that we were able to kind of look at kind of the social evolution of the Black community within America through the eyes of comedy. You know, looking at all of our history of Black comedy, you have folks like Richard Pryor, Red Fox, that basically were truth tellers, right? And they were basically, the commentators about what was going on in the community, how America was, treating us in the world. And, we got a lot of insight, a lot of information through their stand-up. So it was a very insightful time, and I was very, very, very proud of that project.
Sounds amazing. And now I have to go check that documentary out because I'm a big fan of Robert Townsend ever since I was a little girl. And I really love what I've read about your work so far as well.
Thank you.
Tell us about your new book, If Boys Never Learn, Men Won't Know, and where people can purchase it.
Insights, If Boys Never Learn, Men Won't Know, can be purchased on Amazon.com. The inspiration really came from an experience that I had at the suggestion of a colleague of mine, Elvira Guzman, who's a colleague and a friend. Invited me out to do some talks at high schools and juvenile halls in Los Angeles. She heard a bit about my story and thought that it would be, something, good for, kind of the kids that may have gone through things that I've gone through to hear and see someone that has gone through that and has been able to kind of break through. And, I took her up on that and I went out and I had some, amazing experiences. I would say it was more fulfilling for me than the folks that were receiving it. I was very inspired, and then, I kind of expressed that I wanted to share it with more people, and she suggested that I write a book. And at first I thought it was, something that wasn't, in my lane, and I thought about it for a minute, and I said, why not? And I just went ahead and did it, and I felt that it was important for me to, regardless of, my status or whatever, to share what I can and to pay it forward. So I did it, and I took the time to make it happen, and eventually the book was born.
And I think it's powerful for, you know, men like yourself to be writing books like this and doing the work that you do, because it makes a huge difference in the young men and the boys' lives that you interact with, and who, you never know how that book is going to change their life and their entire perspective.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I really pray, you know, me, when I was growing up, I wish I had more mentors. You know, I my mother was a single mom. She passed away when I was 17. You know, I ended up being homeless for a while, and I didn't have a father in the house. And, you know, it was a really tough time. And, you know, I knew it was important to be able to share that story because, you know, at the time when I was growing up, and I did not have, you know, those folks around me, I wish that I did. And I understand now how important it is to have other folks kind of show you that, hey, where you're at is not the, you know, the complete reality of what your life is going to be. You have choices you can make, you know, and there's light on the other side. But, you know, if no one's telling you that or showing you or sharing with you, you know, all you're living in is your current reality, and some of that sometimes that could be very bleak. So, you know, understanding that, I decided that I wanted to step out, and you know, no matter how small it is to pay it forward. You know, and I just felt it's my obligation and my responsibility as a man, especially as a black man in this country, to offer up whatever I can to support those that come behind me.
And so you're kind of going into my next question, and then I'll circle around back to the other one I had. So with you being so passionate about mentoring, what are some of the strides that you are making in this area, and what are some of or one of your favorite testimonials you've heard so far from someone you've mentored?
I mean, I kind of take mentorship in a kind of everyday, you know, kind of an everyday practice, you know, at work. I make an effort to make myself available to young black men and just generally folks of color, being you know, an executive at a higher level, to sit and talk with them, to give them advice. You know, I've always been involved in all the mentorship programs at any company I've worked with, specifically to seek out, you know, folks of color and young black men, so that they can have someone to, you know, kind of look forward to, I mean, to look up to, but also someone to show them that, you know, they can do this too. You know, one of the, you know, one of the best testimonials so far I've received is from a young man that I was mentoring at the previous company I was at, that, you know, laid out to me, and this is something different, but, you know, he was, you know, getting excited about his career, and he had a woman that, you know, that he was with for, you know, many years, and he was, you know, kind of feeling himself a little bit, you know, allowing the, you know, the corporate world and Hollywood to get to him, and we had a great conversation about the importance of, you know, humility, the importance of not forgetting what's important in your life, prioritizing. And also to not to treat people that have always been in your corner when you have had nothing, differently when you feel that you have achieved or have grown or elevated yourself. Our job is to elevate those around us, not to depart and leave the folks around us, especially those that have supported us throughout our journey. You know, when we finally get to a place that we want to go. And, you know, he came back and told me that was, you know, a conversation that changed the trajectory of his relationship and his career, because he understood that what we do for a living and what we chase often is fleeting. What's most important is family, love, friends, and God. If we keep that at the center, you know, kind of center of our lives, then we make good choices, you know, what we do and what, you know, like I always say to myself, folks will, you know, give you accolades about success, but I don't think success comes from career. I think that success comes from your spiritual journey and how you position yourself with respect to your family, and your community. And, you know, if I can, you know, I have to give, mad props to LeBron. because, you know, for all of his success on the basketball court, I think his number one legacy is going to be what he's doing in Cleveland with that school. You know, and I think things like that are what we're supposed to be doing. Things like that is what I consider to be the most successful things you can do for your life.
Wow. You're 100% correct, Quincy, because a lot of people, we do, you know, think we do look at material possessions and finances and outer success or outer accolades as the greatest success. But I agree. I feel like who a person is from within is the greatest success that they have. And then everything else on the outside are the cherries on top. It's going to be an overflow of what's already happening from within them. And I think oftentimes in our society, people have it flipped backwards. And so that's why they're so unfulfilled. And then it doesn't matter how many wealthy people, how many people who have achieved great things in this world tell them at the end of their lives that those things didn't matter to them. It's like people still want to get to that point, and then they can say, okay, now I see they were right. And I'm like, how many people do we have to have tell us that for us to realize we don't have to go the route they did? You know, not to say they went the wrong route, but you get what I'm saying. We can learn, and like you said, focus on the inward things first and allow that to pour out into in your relationship with God and your loved ones, your community. And so you're 100% right.
Yeah. And another thing is, like, you know, so you, like we talked about how we have things backwards, you know, like the idea of being of service, right? You know, conceptually, we look at that and we say it's a giving context. Like us being of service is us giving. And, you know, we often don't do it because we don't have time to give. Really, it's a receiving context because being of service is probably the most rewarding thing you can do for yourself, spiritually, for your soul, for your heart. You know, it fulfills you in a way that you couldn't imagine. And you know, I think it's the same with, you know, refocusing on what's most important. It doesn't mean that you don't need money. It doesn't mean that you don't need to survive. What it means that that is not your sole purpose. That is not your, that is not the point. The point is if you can work on being the most authentic, fulfilled self and point yourself in the direction towards those things that fulfill that, meaning, you know, spirituality, your family, being, you know, love, you know, whatever it is as a parent, kind of being, having kind of a relationship with your community and your family, that fills you and gives you power and energy so that the other things that you think you want, they will come to you. You know, it's actually more accessible when you're in that place, when you're in that state. You know, I work every day. I'm not perfect, by the way. I work every day to try to remind myself that because, you know, the world is very you know, what do you call it? Intoxicating, right? The things that we kind of parade in front of ourselves is very intoxicating, very seductive. It makes total sense, I guess, you know. But the truth is like you said earlier, you know, we are running around unfulfilled, not happy, chasing things and never going to be, you know, satisfied with what we get. And all of that is a farce, right? But what we have to do first is be satisfied and fulfilled within ourselves and make sure that we have a strong, foundation in our community and our family, the best that we can. No one's perfect, but the best that you can.
Yeah, definitely. And haven't you found, too, that once you started seeing you were healthy from within and you were, you know, receiving healing and just wholeness from within, didn't you feel that there were things that you thought you needed on the outside before that really didn't matter to you as much anymore, you know, because sometimes we want certain things in vain because we feel like it's going to make us feel worthy and valuable, which I know is something that you're passionate and encouraging people on. And then you find like, huh, maybe I didn't need this exact car. Maybe I didn't need this exact thing. I just really wanted to feel loved and valued. I wanted to feel encouraged. And now that I feel that way, I'm fine with having this nice thing instead. You know, I don't have to have what, you know, it's like one of those famous quotes that say, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's important for us to be kind of distinguish between need and want, right? You know, I mean, we say we, you know, it's not that we accept everything that we need and we get throw everything we want, but, you know, the truth is, what do you need, you know? You need to, you need just need transportation if that's focus, right? So the type of transportation, that's on you. That's what you want, right? You know, if you can, you know, depend upon what you can afford or whatever. You know, you need the bare essentials. You just need a place to lay your head. You know, so everything else is what we layer on top of it. So for me, I try to, you know, just keep perspective the best you can. I mean, of course, everyone wants to and should live the most quality life you possibly can. But it's how do I experience that quality life while being fulfilled? Because those two things aren't necessarily tied.
Yeah, that's good. Quincy, why is it important for a person to be secure in their identity and to have confidence?
Because it allows you to have clear perspective and to be able to be operating from the right mind state, in my opinion. What I mean by that is, you know, if you do not have, or if you do not have a feeling of self-worth, if you have, you know, low self-esteem because some external forces or some external, you know, parties telling you so, then you're going to question every action, every decision you make. You're going to possibly not even act at all because you are not sure that you are worthy. I think when you have confidence and you have a solid sense of self-worth, you first start off from the standpoint that you are worthy, right? So therefore, you believe that whatever it is that you're targeting your action towards, you are worthy of that, right? So that whole idea of whether or not you should, could, can is out the way. Now it's all about how, right? Taking kind of more deliberate action towards achieving whatever it is you set out to achieve. So I think, you know, when you talk about confidence, I really reframe that as self-worth, understanding your true value, and not allowing anyone to compromise what your true value is. And then by default, once you have that, it sets a particular mind state that gives you the presence of confidence, right? Because really it's about what you know, and that is belief.
Well, that is so good, Quincy. I'm enjoying my conversation. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are chatting with Quincy Newell, and I'm really enjoying this conversation. He has so many gold nuggets, and you guys have got to take these down. I'm going to be quoting him throughout the show on my social media. So if you're like, oh, man, I missed that part, Sade, well, good news is I most likely got it. And so you'll be able to have that quote for yourself to meditate on and to just really grow in. So, Quincy, what are you currently working on, and what do you have coming up?
I am currently launching a new business with a couple of partners. The business is called Rain, and it's a new streaming platform that is dedicated to serving American and urban culture enthusiasts. I am serving as the chief content officer for that company, and it's a new venture, and it'll be launching in October. So I've been spending my time, building an infrastructure and building a process and an operation so that we can have a sustainable business, you know, for years to come that serves our community.
How exciting. So if there are some content creators out there, performers, artists, actors, et cetera, producers who are working on new projects and new productions, would they be able to submit to your company?
Absolutely. What you would do is go to Rain, it's REIGN.com, and there is a tab or a link on there that talks about submissions, and it will let you know how to submit your project and what our policies are with respect to submissions.
That's great. What a wonderful opportunity and an amazing thing that you guys are working on.
Thank you.
How can people book you for upcoming speaking engagements, book signings, mentorship, collaborations, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would go to, I'm on Facebook, I'm on social media, I'm pretty easy to get access to with respect to social media. Otherwise, my email is quincy.newell@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much to the phenomenal, stellar, very inspirational Quincy Newell for his time this evening on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio Network. As I always tell you guys, receive all that you can from those who are doing what you love, from those who have overcome great challenges, because you can carry that with you, and it really strengthens you and encourages you to know that it's possible. And Quincy, as you all have heard tonight, is someone who has overcome great challenges, and he's very motivational and encouraging. And so I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and just being who you are, not only in the entertainment industry, but in this world.
Thank you very much, Sade. I really appreciate the kind words. Thank you for having me on.
Time for a song break. Here is Aaron Cole with One More Day. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Got up before the alarm. Sunlight replacing the stars. Finding my phone in the dark. Putting my life on restart. So many places to go. Asking what's best, I don't know. Each hour's an hour you make. So I know it's gonna be strange. One more day. I believe that it's gonna be all okay with you. In love, I gotta breathe. I'm awake. My heart is beating for you. Your love is all I need. Another day. For another day, giving thanks for another day.
Thank you for one more day.
I'm giving thanks for another day, giving thanks for another day. No one can tell me what's next, or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand, but I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. It's only in you I would trust. Yo, goodbye to fear and doubt. Hello to your love reaching out.
One more day.
Wanna show, that I'm gonna go all the way with you.
In love, I gotta breathe. I'm away. My heart is beating for you. Your love is all I need. Another day. I'm gonna live it for you.
I'm giving thanks for another day. Giving thanks for another day.
Thank you for one more day.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
In need of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her? Contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is New Cupid, and you're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, right now on Grind Hard Radio. New Cupid!
Our next segment of the night is a brand new revamped one from one of our brand new castmates, Supermodel NU. Join professional makeup artist, hairstylist, fashionista, artist, entertainer, and entrepreneur Nicolette Von Schell as she challenges you to see and believe in the pure greatness already within you. Hashtag supermodeling you to join in the conversation.
What up, what up, what up, though? It is your girl, Nicolette Von Schell, for Supermodel in You on the Sade Champagne Show of Grind Hard Radio. Did y'all miss me? Because I definitely missed you. And tonight, let's specifically talk about purpose. Now, this is an area that even in my own personal life, I have struggled over the years trying to nail down exactly what mine is and then how to go about fulfilling it. And y'all have heard me say every segment that we all were created for more, for big and possible things that God put in us from birth, even actually before birth. And if we're being completely honest with ourselves, okay, we spend our entire lives seeking out that very thing. It's the why of every life-changing decision and season since high school that we have, you know, being, you know, deciding between sports or academics or both. I'm gonna raise my hand on that one. Jobs, college, career, the arts, faith, ministry, family, finances, all of that, okay? It's especially something that for me has been on the forefront of my mind, my actions, all of my movements this year, really, which has also come with the battle between doubt and faith, ability or willingness, gift or talent. And let me go a little deeper on those points because I really want y'all to examine where you're at from a truthful premise for yourself, okay? So let's start with ability versus willingness, okay? You can be willing all day. We'll be chosen because of the dependability of your willingness to serve and be used in whatever capacity you are needed at that time, which sometimes has nothing to do with your ability. You could be overflowing with the ability needed, get pulled and used because it's evident in you, but still lack the willingness to follow through, you know? So let me recap what I just said. You can have all the willingness in the world and still won't be used. You can have all the ability that's needed, but if you're lacking willingness, there won't be a consistent follow through. Now, let's go to doubt versus faith. That's pretty obvious, right? Or, you know, we think it should be obvious, okay? We're human, you know, so none of us have a grasp on knowing exactly how the future may unfold. So some doubt is expected from time to time, okay? But when looking through the lens of purpose, that doubt can and sometimes will be effective in holding us back or altogether just having us standing still, afraid to make any move we know needs to be made, which is why faith is one of the most important attributes to have in any person's life. Literally, because faith keeps your feet moving even when something or someone, sometimes we, some of us have someone, is standing in your way. Faith will have you be like, oh, okay, this ain't working this way. Okay. Well, let me try something else then, right? That's faith. That's what faith sounds like. So let me recap all of what I just said about that. Doubt will either have us stepping backwards or standing still, but faith will have us in constant movement until the job is done. Okay, now, which brings us to gift versus talent. Talent is something anybody can have in any given field when time, consistency, and discipline are involved for long periods of time. Okay, we're talking years here, not months or days. Okay, that would be unrealistic. Like parents who place their children in music, dance, athletics or even academic lessons from the age of like 5 or even like as early as 3, because I know of some of those. But talent comes from extensive training and honing of a particular skill with great discipline towards it, okay? Now you look at a gift though. A gift is something a person can just pick up without ever having a day of professional or technical training whatsoever. There's no explanation of how this can be done, but you know, it's just evident in the doing of it. So for instance, I'll give you an example. I play drums by ear solely because I've never had a lesson a day in my life, nor played for a marching band in school, like none of that. But I've been playing since I was 12, which would make it about 22 years now. I literally started, only reason I even tried it was because a group of boys said that drums was a boy thing and girls couldn't play drums. And if you guys know me well enough, which you should know me by now pretty good, I've always enjoyed proving people wrong when they tell me something can't be done, okay? So I sat down on a set at our church and went to town on it. And believe me, I was just as shocked as they were at the fact that I was even holding a beat, okay? But now I love and cannot imagine my life not being able to play drums. So to even recap on this one, anyone can be talented in whatever field or profession you desire when you place discipline, consistency, and determination upon it. You do not have to be gifted to be talented. Now, some of us are gifted, but there is a responsibility still to pour an effort and discipline to continue growing in our crafts. Okay, so now that I've given y'all a good foundation of my thought process this year so far, here's why I needed to share all of that with you. One of my best friends, her name is Stacy, and she is amazing. She sent me a scripture last night found in Romans 11:29, and it was so timely and necessary in a moment when I was seriously second guessing myself, my ability, my gifts and or talents, just everything. Okay. And I know probably all of y'all have been in a similar place before or happen to be in that same place with me right now. And I truly believe God means for you to know this right now where you are. So here's what that scripture says. Romans 11:29. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 29, if you weren't sure about that. But I'm going to read it for you. And it says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, for he does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call." Now, you still need a translation on that? If so, that's totally fine, because I'm about to give you one. God did not make a mistake about anything that he has put in you to give on this earth. He's not going to change his mind on it, and he won't take it away either. No matter the mistakes you've made in your life, whether you might think it's too late or even that you are undeserving of it, God gave it to you. He gave it to you to do it, which means no one else can. No one else can but you, because he gave it to you and not to them. You got me? You following me on that? Your purpose, you guys, hinges on you, not on another person, not on a specific thing, not on a specific time, season, year, month, none of that. Your purpose hinges solely on you. God does not make mistakes. So when you are having doubts about the path you are on, ask yourself why, and then apply faith to it and go to work, okay? Whenever you feel like you don't have the ability, but are more than willing to be the person for the job, then you go and spend time daily on that, and it would become your talent. And whenever you feel like your talent isn't good enough because you're not gifted like somebody else is, be willing, walk with faith, and just watch it happen, because clearly God knows what he's doing all the time. So remember that. Okay, now, beauty tip of the week. If you want to reverse the looks of aging in your skin and your body, and I know like all of us can say that that's what we want, even the men, like let's be honest, don't be in denial, men and women, we want to reverse the looks of aging in our skin and definitely in our body. Number one thing that will make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time, drink at least a gallon of water a day. That will do wonders for your body on the inside and then your body on the outside. Make sure you are cleansing daily. And if we're talking about your face, wash your face twice a day. When you wake up and right before you go to sleep, and then moisturize right after. I promise you guys, you will immediately see results and you'll feel so amazing even within 1 week. Also, take an hour to just get outside amongst trees or water and just breathe deep. It's so important to just be sometimes and just let the stress just melt off of you and let the breeze in the air just take it away, okay? And stop looking down on sweat, my ladies. Think of it more as having your skin sparkling under the light. Look, it's not sweat, it's sparkle, okay? Your body will always, always thank you later, right? And don't be strangers, okay? Follow your girl on Instagram at Queen Brox with a Z or at Nicolette Von Schell for all your business inquiries, as well as on Facebook at Nicolette Von Schell Artistry. And I mean it when I say this. I am overly, overly grateful to y'all for spending this time of your day with me. And I do not take it for granted, not for 1 second. It is my honor and definitely my pleasure. And please remind yourself always that you are not a statue, okay? So what I want you to do is go burn, baby, burn, okay? I love you guys. And be out.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindheart Radio. Our next segment of the night is Wellness Made Simple. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Escovel Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a more holistic life, bringing unity to your mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, this is Veronica Escovel Winters on the Sade Champagne Show. Today on my Wellness Made Simple segment, I'm going to be talking a little bit about creating your own reality. That is, creating your own reality. I'm sure you've all heard the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side. But in reality, the grass is always greener where we water it. It can be so easy to begin to compare ourselves to others and their lives they live. This could be a positive thing if we choose for it to be, by seeing it more as an inspiration. But sometimes it's also easy to compare and get down on ourselves and can distort how we see ourselves in our lives. But I wanted to encourage us today by reminding ourselves that we all have the power to create our own realities. You know, those things that we see in other people, whether it's through social media or friends that we know, family members, coworkers that inspire us, that stand out to us, we have the same potential and the same power to create similar realities, but keeping in mind that we are all unique individuals and we have the power to create our own unique personal reality. And with that being said, I wanted to give a few quick and easy, very simple tools that we can begin to cultivate and let be a part of our lives to begin to create our own reality. The first one is attitude. Self-image, identity. So how we carry ourselves reflects the way people respond to us. And there's kind of a three-parter on this. There's thinking, doing, and being. So thinking, however we choose to think or the mindset we choose to have, will reflect on the doing and the being part. The doing, what we choose to continue to do consistently will become a habit. And then it becomes who we are. And then the third one, the being. What we choose to think about along with our mindset and the things we do become and is a reflection of who we are being, which in turn can create our reality. So for example, a victim mentality reality or a victim mentality mindset. If we think that, you know, things are always harder for us, things don't come as easy for us, things don't always work out for us the way we want them to, we begin to think those things. And then we begin to believe those things. And then we start doing those things and acting out in a way that we believe that that is our reality. And then guess what? It becomes our reality. It becomes who we are. And then we attract those situations and those people that we kind of set ourselves up to become a victim or have a victim mentality. So that's just a quick example of those three things: thinking, doing, and being. So this second one is use an artistic medium to visualize and narrate the life you want by creating a vision board or journaling. The third one is surround yourself with people that are on the same wavelength as you and that inspire you. And the fourth one is focus and be thankful for the things you have, as well on the person you desire to be and life you want to create. So those are just a few easy tips, simple tips that you can begin to cultivate and begin to apply in your own life. Like, you know, I usually say you can take one or you can take all of them, whichever ones resonate with you and you are ready to say, yes, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to create in my life now. So I'm just going to go ahead and end with a few quotes that I like that are about creating our own reality. And the first one is, "You create your own reality," by Jane Roberts. "What you dwell upon, you become," Buddha. "It is done unto you as you believe," Jesus. "We become what we think about all day long," Ralph Waldo. "Change your thoughts and you change your world," Norman Vincent Peale. "Remember, you are co-creating your life with the energy of your own intentions," Oprah. So thank you so much for this time together. Let me know if you have any questions or you want to dig a little bit deeper in this subject. I would be more than happy to help you and give you some more advice as best as possible. You can find me on social media on Instagram at Elevate Holistic Life. That's Elevate Holistic Life. Or on Facebook under Veronica with a K, Esquivel Winters. Thank you so much for your time today on the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Until next time, cheers to your health. This is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 72 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, we have a brand new Mind Right, Game Tight segment with Michelle Morgan and a new Empowering Dreamer segment with Ramsey J. Jr. Our special guest is also the phenomenal Elvira Guzman. Thanks to my special guest, Quincy Newell, and my castmates, Nicolette Von Schell and Veronica Esquivel Winters. Our final song of the night is my brand new single, Secrets of Love. It was written and executive produced by The Quakes, and this song is available for download and streaming on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora, and more. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress. We were born to shine.